Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Gittin Ayin Hey, Gittin 75B, pagination is 150. We're starting about midway on the page, Masnisin, with the new Mishnah. Hareze Giteich, a man says to his wife, this is your get, Almanas, with the condition, Shetishamshi es abo, that you should serve my father. Almanasha taniki es bini, on condition that you nurse my son. So he's building a condition into the Nesinas HaGet, giving of the get. And the question is, what exact ramifications does this condition have? Now, why did he make this condition might play into our understanding of the terms. Perhaps he made the condition because this is what she was doing until now. She was serving his father. The father was living with them. He makes a condition, I'm willing to give you a divorce, but you still have to service him. You still got to make his morning coffee. Or he's making a condition that you still nurse my son. He's in a predicament. He needs someone to nurse his son. He's got a son from a different marriage or whatever. A different possibility, a different way of looking at this condition would be that he's being difficult. He's asking her to do something maybe that she never did. So you're going to have to serve my father. And the difference may very well be as to how long he's making this condition for. Is it just litzu'ura, to cause her pain, to cause a condition, in which case it could be that she just has to serve this man once? Or that's what she was doing, and even if she wasn't doing it, but this would be the benefit to the man, laharvacha, this is my benefit, I want you to take care of the father. Which would mean ongoing, as long as I need you to. The Mishnah says, kamahi minikaso, how long does she have to nurse the child? Shtei shanim, 2 years. In halacha, it's brought that's not really 2 years. What would happen if there would be a leap year and it's 13 months for one of the years? It's brought as Chaf Dalid Chodesh for 24 months. Now, noticeably absent over here is how long you have to serve the father. We only told you how long you have to nurse the child. Nursing the child is 24 months, 2 years. How long do you have to serve the father? And it seems to be self-understood, kol yemei chayov, as long as he's alive, you're going to have to serve him. That's your responsibility. And if you do that, then you're fulfilling the terms of the condition. And it would be a valid get. Skip a line, meis haben o shemeis ha'av, if the son would die, or the father would die, hareis a get. It's considered a get. Because the Mishnah is explaining to us that even though you would have to do it for 2 years in the case of nursing, but if the child's dead, then laharvacha, he just made the condition for his own benefit. He didn't make it as a onerous responsibility on her, which can no longer be fulfilled. She does, however, have to have done it at least once. The Rama writes in Kuf Mem Gimel Ches, V'imesu la'achar shehischila l'kayim hatanai rak yom echad haveget. If they died after she began to fulfill the condition, then it's considered a valid get. The wording of the Rama is 1 day. The Beis Shmuel says it doesn't really matter if it's 1 day. Afilu shal achas, even 1 hour. it would seemingly have to be one act of service, and then it would be a valid get, because the person is no longer here to serve, and the purpose of his condition was that person should be served. So what emerges here from the Mishnah is definitely one viewpoint, that the responsibility is for 2 years, and the responsibility in serving the father would be his entire lifetime. If, however, they died, so then the nursing, as long as she did a little, would be satisfactory, and she no longer has to do it because the child's not here, and that would be considered fulfillment of the condition, and it's a good get. And as far as the father goes, as long as he's alive, if he's dead, then indeed, as long as she did an act of service, she would be considered having fulfilled the condition, and the get is a good get. In a fascinating way, if the condition was regarding nursing, so in her lifetime, we would assume that we're going to have verification if she's divorced or not. Because at the conclusion of the 24 months, she can say, I fulfilled the condition. Can you give me endorsement that I am now definitively divorced? And we would say yes. In the case of the father's service, it becomes a little bit more vague as to whether it will be validated. If the father lives on, she's going to go for 10, 20, 30 years possibly without clarity if her divorce is valid, because if the father outlives the amount of time that she has patience to serve him, then it could be, the way the Mishnah is presenting this, that the responsibility is for his lifetime. It could be that she'll never be definitively divorced. The Gemara goes ahead and challenges the approach of the Mishnah and asks, Umi ba'inan kulei hai? Do we really need such a long period of time to fulfill the condition? V'raminhu, I'll ask you a question. Shimshaso yom echad, hanikaso yom echad, hareza get. On such a wording of a condition, even if she served him one day or nursed for one day, it's considered a get. And based on this brisa, the fulfillment of the condition happens much, much earlier. Skip down to where the first word of the line is bimifaresh. And then Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi gives an answer, which is the one we accept. Kol stam nami kimifaresh yom echadomi. When a person says it regular, he means one day. And therefore, Rav Ashi holds that the Mishnah and the Braisa are actually compatible. And when the Mishnah says a condition, you should serve father and you should nurse my child, the Mishnah only means that you should do it for one day. Or, as we said, perhaps one act of service. So the Gemara, of course, asks, Tanan, kama hima nikaso shtei shanim? How long does she have to nurse? For 2 years. It certainly sounds like she has to nurse for the full 2 years, for 24 months, in order to fulfill the condition. And on the last small line, we have Rav Ashi's answer, Hachi ka'amar, this is what it means, Yom echad mishtei shanim. It has to be that she nurses one day during the 24 months. La'afuke la'acha shtei shanim delo. If she would try to nurse after the 24 months are up, that's not considered nursing in the context of such a condition. And when the Mishnah said she nurses for 2 years, it doesn't mean she has to nurse for the entire 2 years, according to Rav Ashi, but she has to get in a fulfillment, an act of service regarding nursing within those 2 years. Interestingly, the Gemara on the top of the next Amud assesses Rav Ashi with the word Kasha. There remains a question on Rav Ashi, but we nevertheless paskin like Rav Ashi. In Shulchan Aruch, that's how it's brought. And the Be'er HaGola writes, because there's a difference between the word Kasha and the word Tiyufta. Tiyufta means it's an unresolvable question. Kasha means it's a Kasha, it's a good question. As the expression goes, no one dies from a good Kasha. It's a good question. It doesn't mean that we have to turn everything over. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, the initial Shita is indeed brought. The Rambam writes, Yesh Omrim, Detzricha L'shameh Sho'av Kol Yimei Chayav, that you have to serve the Father his entire life. Utzricha L'hanek HaTinok Atzof Chof Dalet Chodesh, and you have to nurse the child until the completion of the 12 months. But the initial ruling in the Shulchan Aruch is, like Rav Ashi, that it only requires one day, b'soch hazman, within the time period designated. So for the father during his lifetime, and for the child within the 24 months where the child is normal to be nursing. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.